like about this football team that you're going into battle with this weekend?
Oh man, the energy, the tenacity that every guy has, the spirit that you can feel that each player is just driven and ready to play the game. You just feel it.
Where's the confidence level?
I want to say through the roof. I can't speak too much on the offensive side because I don't know. I mean, when I watch them practice, they're catching everybody, running full speed, trying to finish their routes and stuff like that. But on defensive side, we all in and just paying attention to key details.
The game from this week from the Packers.
Thank you.
When you look from the Packers game back in September to today, what's the biggest change their offense has made to you?
I mean, they've relied more on their pass game because, I mean, all their running backs have been down so far. But that's the biggest change that we've seen. A lot less run. So, I mean, just concept-wise with their passing game has been the same, but just more passes.
Spacing like Aaron Rodgers, his escapability, being a defensive player, knowing that once he gets out of the pocket, it's totally loaded. Mm-hmm. As a defender, mm-hmm. how difficult is it for you having to face a guy like that that has that mobility?
As a defender, I mean, just it's difficult at times, but I mean, if you're doing your job and you're keeping for a safety, if you're keeping everybody in front of you, I mean, if he throws it up, I mean, he's usually throwing it across field, throwing it all over the field, so he usually can make a play on the ball and making sure they're not catching the ball and stuff like that. But I mean, it's definitely difficult because, I mean, you don't know if he's going to take off or what he sees because, I mean, you're not in his eyes. You're just trying to play the field.
He's been playing as well as anybody in the league right now. I mean, do you guys look forward to trying to slow him down, or are you kind of like, wow, he might be a little too good right now?
I mean, yeah, of course we're trying to slow him down. I mean, that's the job. We try to get him uncomfortable so we could take advantage of it. And that's the biggest key. I mean, just keeping him contained and keeping him inside the pocket so he doesn't have those chances to escape and look downfield and make those big plays like you do.
Wait, did you mentioned?
Does it amaze you that 10-ish weeks ago, Aaron was apparently on the decline of his career and washed up?
No, I mean, that's a Hall of Fame quarterback, future Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, everybody have their down games. Everybody have their issues. I mean, they had a lot of guys down, like I said prior. I mean, but, I mean, they all found a way to get back into it, and he proved everybody wrong.
Before how the Packers are kind of running less, but they have found a bit of a diamond in the rough in their run game in Ty Montgomery, a former receiver turned running back. How much of a challenge is it to defend a running back knowing he's technically not even a running back?
Man, you hit him. I mean, at the end of the day, he's a former receiver. He's known to be a receiver. Receivers don't like to be touched. You got big guys in the big and linebackers, and you got defensive backs that like to hit. So he's gonna have to suck it up if he's gonna touch the ball.
And we were just talking to DRC, and he was saying, you call this the group, the secondary, the NYPD. Did you come up with that?
He said, I came up with that?
He said, you're the one that likes to call you guys, and I didn't know if you came up
with that. Nah, I didn't come up with that. The fans actually came up with that. We were just trying to figure out what to call our group, and they came up with it. But we stuck to it. I mean, Coach Walt really is the one that brings the name up all the time, and we just stuck with it. I mean, we call ourselves NYPD.
What's the meaning? Because you shut everyone down? Or?
Really, it started with Jackrabbit shutting the best receivers down since we've been playing each and every game. And then from that point on, we try to keep the quarterback from throwing over 300, 400-yard pass games.
You like it?
It's cool. Yeah, I like it.
They say 9 degrees at kickoff. Mm-hmm. Probably going to feel a little bit colder. How do you prepare for cold weather, and how do you think that's going to affect it?
Really, we prepare here. I mean, we keep this dome really pretty cold. I know probably some of y'all a little nippy when you walked in. And then we practice outside a lot. So just practicing in that environment and then thinking about planning it. I mean, you keep yourself warm. You're trying to find ways to keep yourself warm so you can have that mindset of just planning and not worrying about the cold weather.
You got a chance to partake in a different kind of football playoff in college, you know, in partaking in Alabama's dynasty right now, mm-hmm. the active dynasty, as a matter of fact.
Sure.
Do you think that gives you a bit of an advantage to help you prepare for this type of playoff now?
Definitely. I would say definitely because, I mean, just the way we went mentally throughout that program and it was a little tougher then because, I mean, you're going full pads the whole time. You haven't showed the pads on at least 3 days out that week. And mentally, it definitely prepared me for that, this situation.
Talking about Alabama, I mean, you've not only had a big year, but so has Clinton Dix. Yeah. I mean, you guys are close, or?
Yeah, we're very close. We like brothers. Oh, that's my boy. We train together. We would almost do about everything together. We have the same agent. I don't mean, it's we do everything. That's my boy.